mala quinza pantam gal nunca rima.
55. 70. Uncle Enzo leaves his jacket on for now because it's dark and because it's lined with satin so that it's relatively quiet. Then he climbs up onto the wing of one of the planes so that his legs cannot be seen by someone crouching on the ground. He hunkers down on the end of the wing, opens his mouth so that he can hear better, and listens. The only thing he can hear at first is an uneven spattering noise that wasn't there before, like water falling out of a half-open faucet onto bare pavement. The sound seems to be coming from a nearby airplane. Uncle Enzo is afraid that it may be jet fuel leaking onto the ground as part of a scheme to blow up this whole section of the airport and take out all opposition at a stroke. He drops silently to the ground, makes his way carefully around a couple of adjacent planes, stopping every few feet to listen, and finally sees it. One of his soldiers has been pinned to the aluminum fuselage of a Learjet by means of a long wooden pole. Blood runs out of the wound, down his pant legs, drips from his shoes, and spatters onto the tarmac. From behind him, Uncle Enzo hears a brief scream that suddenly turns into a sharp, gaseous exhalation. He has heard it before. It is a man having a sharp knife drawn across his throat. It is undoubtedly the lieutenant. He has a few seconds to move freely now. He doesn't even know what he's up against, and he needs to know that. So he runs in the direction the screen came from, moving quickly from cover of one jet to the next, staying down in a crouch. He sees a pair of legs moving on the opposite side of a jet's fuselage. Uncle Enzo is near the tip of the jet's wing. He puts both hands on it, shoves down with all his weight, and then lets go. It works. The jet rocks toward him on its suspension. The assassin thinks that Uncle Enzo has just jumped up onto the wingtip, so he climbs up onto the opposite wing and waits with his back to the fuselage, waiting to ambush Enzo when he climbs over the top. But Enzo is still on the ground. He runs in toward the fuselage on silent bare feet, ducks beneath it, and comes up from underneath with his straight razor in one hand. The assassin, Raven, is right where Enzo expected him. But Raven is already getting suspicious. He stands up to look over the top of the fuselage, and that puts his throat out of reach. Enzo's looking at his legs instead. It's better to be conservative and take what you can get than take a big gamble and blow it. So Enzo reaches in, even as Raven is looking down at him, and severs Raven's left Achilles tendon. As he's turning away to protect himself, something hits him very hard in the chest. Uncle Enzo looks down and is astonished to see a transparent object protruding from the right side of his ribcage. Then he looks up to see Raven's face 3 inches from his. Uncle Enzo steps back away from the wing. Raven was hoping to fall on top of him, but instead tumbles to the ground. Enzo steps back in, reaching forward with his razor. But Raven, sitting on the tarmac, has already drawn a second knife. He lunges for the inside of Uncle Enzo's thigh and does some damage. Enzo sidesteps away from the blade, throwing off his attack, and ends up making a short but deep cut on the top of Raven's shoulder. Raven knocks his arm aside before Enzo can go for the throat again. Uncle Enzo's hurt, and Raven's hurt. But Raven can't outrun him anymore. It's time to take stock of things a little bit. Enzo runs away, though when he moves, terrible pains run up and down the right side of his body. Something thuds into his back, too. He feels a sharp pain above one kidney, but only for a moment. He turns around to see a bloody piece of glass shattering on the pavement. Raven must have thrown it into his back, but without Raven's arm strength behind it. It didn't have enough momentum to penetrate all the way through the bulletproof fabric, and it fell out. Glass knives. No wonder Kai didn't see him on millimeter wave. By the time he gets behind the cover of another plane, his sense of hearing is being overwhelmed by the approach of a chopper. It is Rife's chopper, settling down on the tarmac a few dozen meters away from the jet. The thunder of the rotor blades and the blast of the wind seem to penetrate into Uncle Enzo's brain. He closes his eyes against the wind and utterly loses his balance, has no idea where he is until he slams full length into the pavement. The pavement beneath him is slippery and warm, and Uncle Enzo realizes that he is losing a great deal of blood. Staring across the tarmac, he sees Raven making his way toward the aircraft, limping horrendously, one leg virtually useless. Finally, he just gives up on it and just hops on his good leg. Rife has climbed down out of the chopper. Raven and Rife are talking, Raven gesticulating back in Enzo's direction. Then Rife nods his approval, and Raven turns around, his teeth bright and white. He's not grimacing so much as he is smiling in anticipation. He begins to hop toward Uncle Enzo, pulling another glass knife out of his jacket. The bastard is carrying a million of those things. He's coming after Enzo, and Enzo can't even stand up without passing out. He looks around and sees nothing but a skateboard and a pair of expensive shoes and socks about 20 feet away. He can't stand up, but he can do the GI crawl, and so he begins to pull himself forward on his elbows, even as Raven is hopping toward him one-legged. They meet in an open lane between two adjacent jets. Enzo is on his belly, slumped over the skateboard. Raven is standing, supporting himself with one hand on the wing of the jet, the glass knife glittering in his other hand. Enzo is now seeing the world in dim black and white, like a cheap metaverse terminal. This is how his buddies used to describe it in Vietnam, right before they succumbed to blood loss. "Hope you've done your last rites," Raven says, "because there ain't no time to call a priest."
"There is no need for one," Uncle Enzo says,
and punches the button on the skateboard labeled RATA-KS Narrow Cone Tuned Shockwave Projector. The concussion nearly blows his head off. Uncle Enzo, if he survives, will never hear well again. But it does wake him up a little bit. He lifts his head off the board to see Raven standing there stunned, empty-handed, a thousand tiny splinters of broken glass raining down out of his jacket. Uncle Enzo rolls over on his back and waves a straight razor in the air.
"I prefer steel myself," he says. "Would you like a shave?"